Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening.
Bishop Lackley.
Good evening, everyone. Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Just fine, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise God. We just give God the glory that is due his name, and we certainly thank God for each of you calling in on tonight to our Women of Destiny Speaks podcast. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not sure if Elder Pate put the handout on the WhatsApps or not, but tonight we're going to be talking about suicide. And first, we certainly give God the glory that is due his name. We thank God for our international presiding bishop, Derek Robinson, our second presiding bishop, D.D. Allen, and to all of KDFI family on tonight and our Facebook Live listening audience. We thank God for each of you. And as I always say, this is not a dictatorship, but a relationship. So if God gives you something to share on tonight, please feel free to do so. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Our scripture is coming from Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6 and verses 15 and 16. But right now we're just going to read verse 6. So that's Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6. Amen. I hope you brought your Bible because this is what we live by, is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me know when you have it because I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to know that what I'm sharing with you tonight and always, in fact, is in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 3. Amen. Would you read that, bro? Pay for us, please.
Yes, give it unto God, Almighty, head of life, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for the host this morning. Thank God for our pastor, apostle, Bishop Marie J. Blackland, and good evening to each and every one of you all. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, the word of the Lord reads, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." The word of the Lord is blessed. Amen.
Amen. Amen. May he add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. Hallelujah. So we're talking about suicide. You know, when a person intentionally takes their own life. And it's such a sad thing to know that there are so many thousands of people who are taking their lives, who feel like there is no way out. There's no other way than to kill themselves. So we are not psychiatrists. We're not psychotherapists or psychoanalysts, but we're just here, women of God and men of God, to encourage somebody that thinks that they can't take anymore, that they can't go on, praise God, and just using the word of God to do so. So the topic that I received from the Lord is when suicide makes a house call. And now that can be your house, your body, your residence where you live, your family, your friends, and even in the church, when suicide makes a house call, because it's trying to find out who that it can convince to take themselves out. Hallelujah. It's a spirit. And you know, God was just ministering to me, and I know that we call it mental health and, you know, people suffering from bipolar and schizophrenia, you know, but what God was sharing with me to share with you on tonight is that suicide is a spirit. Praise God. And when it comes, it brings fear because suicide is a death spirit. And the Bible teaches us that it is the last enemy that shall be destroyed, and that's death. And also that the devil himself, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He is a deceiver that tries to convince us you and I, that there is no way, there's no help to get out of the pain, out of the suffering that we're going through. Hallelujah. And Satan knows that suicide is a sin against the Almighty God, because it was God that said, thou shalt not kill. And what he was saying in that particular commandment is that thou shalt not commit murder, because Ecclesiastes let us know that there is a time to kill. Praise God, when our soldiers, when they go to battle, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan and all of those places, they have to kill in order to be saved themselves. Praise yes, God, ma'am. Y'all hear me tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
And also, you know, we have sort of a misconception about suicide. We have people thinking that they can commit suicide and then they're still going to be saved. But the Bible says that if thou confess thy sin, huh? You got to confess it, so you can't confess anything after you're dead. And we're on here as Women of Destiny, of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, pleading and praying and crying out to God that somebody that's thinking about taking their life will change their mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyone have anything to say so far? Because I realize, you all, that in all actuality, no one, absolutely no one wants to die. That's why we're on all of this medicine, statins and insulin and all of this stuff to help keep us alive, because nobody really wants to die. Because, you know, death is an enemy to man. When God formed us from the dust of the ground and he breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, he did not create you and I to die. Oh, come on, somebody. He created us to live. Matter of fact, the psalmist said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. See, God created us for his glory. Yes, he did. He created us so we can be a witness unto him that how good God is, how merciful he's been, how he's brought us out when it seems like there was no way we can stand and testify to the goodness of God. But the Bible says that the dead knows not anything. So you can't give God glory in a dead, cold grave. Is that right, you
Amen.
All?
Yes, ma'am.
Right. Hallelujah. And see, the devil comes up against us because he's already a dead spirit. Yes, he is. He's the father of death, matter of fact. And he knows that he can never experience life because of his rebellion in glory. He's angry That's right. with you and I. He's angry because God, he created us. He designed us. He fearfully and wonderfully made us to give him glory. Somebody ought to be able to
yes,
give God
Lord,
glory
yes.
on tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Even during
Hallelujah.
This pandemic. Come on, somebody. Even during this pandemic, how God has kept us from COVID-19.
Yes.
How he's provided
yes.
for us. How he's kept
yes.
food on our table and clothes on
yes,
our
man.
Backs and a shelter over our heads. Somebody ought to be able to
yes,
give God
did.
Some
yes,
glory.
Glory.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord, glory. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Name,
but
Father.
You know... Yes, come on. We can take a moment out. Come on. God is worthy to be praised. And
yes,
if we
hallelujah.
Don't praise him, come on, somebody. The Bible
Lord,
says that
hallelujah.
The rocks will cry out. And I don't need
Lord,
no rock
hallelujah.
Crying out for me.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't know about you all.
Yes,
oh, but I'm blessing the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. And you in studying and ministering and God speaking to me, I found it so amazing that I could not find one woman in scripture that had committed suicide.
Mm.
Not one. In my studying, I only found men. And matter of fact, statistics say that more men commit suicide than women. Did y'all hear what I said?
That's
that
right.
More men commit suicide than women. So I'm like thinking, okay, God, now you know, we're ministering to all people, men, women, boys, and girls, but we're kind of focusing in on women. So how do I bring this lesson out, this word out tonight? And I couldn't find one woman that had committed suicide. But it did say that more women attempt to commit suicide than men. But more men carry it out than women. Hallelujah. So then, while I was thinking about this, the Spirit of God, he began to minister to me. Because I was wondering, if there's no record of any woman committing suicide in the Word of God, why is it in our generation that so many women are taking their own lives? They're calling it quits. They're giving up. Precious jewels and daughters of Zion are throwing in the towel. Why is it, since we don't have it written in the Word of God? Hallelujah. Now, you and I, we know that women went through a lot of things in the Bible, but I couldn't find one. I couldn't find one that had committed suicide. But then something happened, and God began to minister to me. He revealed to me that the first human being that committed suicide actually was a woman. And I'm like, okay, God, help me with this, you know, because I have to seek the face of God to not only get scriptures, but I need to get an understanding. Because the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all you're getting,
get understanding.
Oh, y'all can talk back to me. Come on. Y'all can talk back to me. He's saying all you're getting, get understanding. But he led me to the woman called Eve. Brother, read that verse 6 again, please.
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
So it lets us know that the same tricks that the devil used in the beginning, he is using on you and I right now. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. So it says the woman, when she saw that the tree, the very tree that God had commanded them not to eat of, this is the tree that the devil presented to the woman. Huh? And the Bible says that when she saw the tree, that it was good for food. How many of us are sick right now because we overeat, because we eat the wrong thing? Y'all better come on, somebody.
All right.
Yes. So he tempted her first with food, and then that it was pleasant to the eyes. And that's another thing the devil gets us with. We look at somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife, or we want somebody else's church or somebody else's ministry. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
And not only that, we want somebody else's money that belongs to them.
Now.
Huh? Come on, somebody. Pleasant to the eyes. Because ain't nothing wrong with having money. Because matter of fact, God said, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. But the problem comes in when we love money.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? When we love money and we'll lie, we'll cheat, we'll steal, and we'll kill to get money.
All
right. Huh? So it says, pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise. How many know they were already wise? Because they had God's DNA in their cells. They had the intelligence of God, the wit of God, the cleverness, the creativity of God was already in them.
Yes,
But how many of us, we're never satisfied? We have insatiable appetites. The more we get, the more we want. Oh,
yeah.
Y'all better talk to me tonight. Desire to make one wise. So she took of the fruit that God told them not to eat. But she took of it, and she did eat. And then not only she ate, but she also gave it unto her husband with her. He was right there with her.
Yes, ma'am.
Come on, somebody. Right there with his wife, with his man, when he saw her.
Uh-huh.
But he went along with his wife.
Right. Yes.
And he did eat. So God began to minister to me, beloved. Hallelujah. About the first act of suicide was committed by a woman. The woman Eve, the one that I couldn't find in scripture anywhere, but then there was Eve. Huh? Not a natural suicidal act.
Mm.
A spiritual. Oh God, come on, somebody. A spiritual suicide. Act. Mm-hmm. And I was like, God, how so? How can that be? What did the devil do? Come on, somebody. What, he came to the woman. He had a conversation with the woman, Eve, the mother of all living. And that was Eve's first mistake. How many know? You know, the devil is coming, but you can't never out-talk the devil.
All right.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all with me on tonight? You will never out-talk the devil because he is a master of deception.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. But Eve made her first mistake when she engaged in a conversation with the serpent, with the devil, with Satan. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, when Satan starts talking to us, we got to shut it down. When he tells us we ain't nothing and we'll never be nothing, that we ain't no good, that don't nobody love us, we can't listen to the devil because the Bible says that he is a liar.
Yes, ma'am. And the father of
lies. And the father of lies. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But see, he came after her mind. Uh-huh. We must understand, beloved, that if the devil gets your mind, he's got you. Because your mind is the control center of your body.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. Why do you think, not just people in the world, but there are people in the church, people in the pulpit who are suffering from Alzheimer's and bipolar and dementia because they kept their mind off of Jesus. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace.
Perfect peace.
If you keep your, y'all can talk back to me. Hallelujah. Want to welcome all of you that have joined us on tonight. We're talking about suicide, how it's labeled as mental illness. But we're going to delve a little bit deeper on tonight about this demon called suicide. Hallelujah. And even though the devil, he played Eve, he played her like a fine-tuned piano. Yes, he did. He worked on her mind. And even though she didn't recognize the keys or the notes that the devil was playing, she kept on listening to his melody until he confused her. Because she wouldn't have said, oh, God told us not to eat it and don't even touch it. Come on, somebody. If you don't eat it, you can't touch it. Y'all better talk
That's
to me. And God didn't tell her not to touch it. He told, don't eat from it. But she was playing with her mind, and she got confused. He beguiled her. He bewitched her and lured her in. He had a bait for Eve. Come on, somebody. And how many know the devil uses a bait to try to lure us in, to reel us in? Hallelujah. That's why you can't afford. Come on. But we can't afford. We can't afford to listen to the devil talk. He seduced her, if you will. He not only was playing with her mind, but he was making her flesh get excited. Ooh, y'all better.
All right.
Come on, Simone.
That's what he did.
He lured her in. Yes, he did.
Right.
He reeled her on in until he convinced her to eat. To eat that which the Almighty God, the Creator, had commanded them not to eat. And this demonic spirit, that's what it is. This demonic, this vile demon corrupted. He defiled her womb. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, because see, that's where the seed was going to be sown. The seed from the man, it was going to be sown. The sperm was going to be sown in her womb.
Yes.
So anytime we want to play with the devil, anytime we want to run with the devil, somebody ain't realized yet that if you lay down with dogs, you're going to get up.
Please.
Hallelujah. She played around with the devil until he corrupted and defiled her womb where she was going to carry that seed. That seed of life was going to grow and develop, causing her to take her own life. And I was like, oh, God, now that you've shown me, I understand that there was a woman that did commit suicide. The first woman. Come on, y'all. So if he could get the first woman, what do you think about you and I? That's why we got to do more than pray, beloved. We got to watch as well as pray. Because the devil, our adversary, he's stalking us like a prey. He's watching you when you ain't on the prayer line, when you ain't in church. He's watching you and seeing what you doing outside of the church. The devil don't care nothing about you preaching. He don't even care nothing about you prophesying. He's looking at your life. Hallelujah. He don't care how many degrees you got, how many titles and positions you own. The devil don't care. He got more titles than any of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't play with the devil because the devil is not playing with you and I. But he convinced this woman of God. You know, we so busy wanting to be apostles and wanting to be bishops and prophets. Come on, somebody. And pastors and teachers. But it don't get no better than being a woman or a man of God. Hallelujah. But he came to this woman of God, the one that God had laid his hands on and fearfully and wonderfully made her and put his scales inside of her. Oh, God, he came to her and deceived her.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he knew the devil. He ain't no fool, y'all. Come on, somebody. Don't underestimate the devil, because the Bible said that his tail, his lie, drew a third part of the angels that were already in glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, we ain't no match. Pastor Weatherspoon, we ain't no match for the devil. That's why God told the apostles, he said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, power of the Holy Ghost. And the devil knows if we got the Holy Ghost or not. He don't care how we ramble on, how we get on the calls. The devil don't care. He's sniffing us out and smelling us and see if we got the Holy Ghost. Because if we got the Holy Ghost, he know that we have authority over him.
Yes.
I'm going to pause there for somebody to say something. Anybody else? Got anything to say? Hallelujah. The spirit of suicide. Hallelujah. He knew that God had chosen Eve to be the mother of all living, the vehicle of life. God chose her to bring forth children into this world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. I heard somebody say the woman trying to find her voice. She's trying to find her place. A woman ain't trying to find nothing because God has already equipped her with everything that she needs.
He already gave her
a voice. Oh, y'all better talk to me. That's why we so messed up now. Because Already. Because we're so carnal minded. We're so natural minded that we can't see the things of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
The Lord told us that we wrestle not with flesh and blood. Come on, somebody. That's not our battle.
Right.
We're not fighting people. We're not fighting one another, but we're fighting the devil and all of his demons. Hallelujah.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Lord has been giving the women of destiny some topics that don't nobody want to talk about. Come on, somebody. Because what does it do? It exposes them. It shows us what's really going on. So you won't be mad at me and I won't be jealous of you. Because our war is not against flesh and blood. Oh, praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. Anybody have anything to say? Come on, Pastor Adams. Yes, ma'am, Pastor Adams. Good evening. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, women of destiny, and my brothers. Amen. Yes,
bless you.
Enjoyed. I'm sorry I'm late, but I enjoyed. Oh my God. Yes, the original sin, and when I think about it, Bishop, is that not only did it do it spiritually, but it also did it physically from the original sin. Every sin was created. And so when she committed suicide and he committed suicide, because they both died in that day spiritually, amen, they also committed suicide physically because they died. Adam only lived 900, I believe, in 30 years, wherein God had made them to live forever if they had not disobeyed him. I just wanted to add that. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Adams, and everyone else that has joined the call. We thank God for you. And if you have some comments, please just interrupt me, because, you know, this is not no one-woman show. This ain't no one-man show. Hey, this is God's program. Hallelujah. And you know he wants us to get the word out, because God hates death. Yes, he does. He hates death. And he wants us to expose the devil. Praise God.
Yes.
Not so much exposing one another, but exposing the works of the devil that we're operating in. Oh, bless his name. And another thing about this woman of God. And I've been called out on this, beloved. I've been called out on it. But I've searched the scriptures, and I can find nowhere where Eve died of physical death. Y'all better talk to me, because the Bible says she's the mother of all living. It said and Adam died, but it never said that Eve died, because the Bible says, upon this rock I'll build my church. And don't you know that the woman represents the church? She represents the bride of Christ. And Jesus laid down his life for the church. Ooh, come on, somebody. So we never find in scripture. If you find it, show it to me, y'all. I never found in scripture that where the woman called Eve, the mother of all living, the vehicle of life, died of physical death. But she did die from suicide. The devil convinced her, take your life. Hallelujah. And you don't live no more, no better than if Jesus gives you life. He said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I was sharing with the Apostolic Council today. I was sharing with them today when I got afflicted in my body and I was laying on the bed and I said, God, what did I do? What did I do to make you angry with me? Come on, somebody. Because he said, I'll put none of these afflictions upon you if you do what I tell you to do. If you keep my commandments, if you walk in my statutes. So I wanted to know, God, what did I do? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I wasn't pointing the finger at nobody. The Bible says, let a man examine himself. When you go to the doctor, the doctor wants to examine you. So who better can examine us than the Holy Ghost? So I said, God, what did I do? God, it's me, oh Lord. I hadn't been to the doctor in 10 years, y'all. I'm telling you, I was healthy. Everything was going right. And all of a sudden, an affliction attacked my body. So I said, God, what did I do to make you angry with me? And God spoke back to me even before I hadn't even really finished asking him. He said, I allowed this to come upon you, because I didn't want you to stay where you were at. How many know that God wants us to come higher? God wants us to have a greater anointing. God don't want us to be the same that we were on last year. He wants us every day with Jesus. He wants to make a change in us. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. God don't want us women of destiny, men of God, Facebook listeners. He don't want you and I to stay where we were. Because, see, if we stay where we were, the devil can attack us. He can confuse us. He can make us become despondent, become all delirious, our mind messed up. Oh, bless his name. Because the devil is after your mind. You better watch yourself. Lying and faking on God. Telling lies on God. That God called me, that God sent me, that God anointed me. You better watch yourself, because we can fool some of the people some of the time, but we can't fool God none of the time. Ooh, come on.
None of the time.
Hallelujah. So this spirit, this suicidal spirit from the pit of hell, it continues to run rampant. Murder, come on, somebody. How many of us are being murdered? How many of us are being gunned down? How many of us are being taken out by one another? Oh, y'all better come
on. Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes.
And it ain't just in the world. It ain't just in the world. We got to examine ourselves in the house of prayer. Killing one another. Come on, somebody. Causing confusion and division in the body of Christ. And thank God,
it
ain't on me. We got our clique. We got our homies. We got our dogs. Come on, somebody. Our ace bull coon. We got them right in the house of prayer. We got our favorites. Oh, bless his name. Murder right in the church and the house of prayer. But it's running rampant from the first son of Eve. Cain, come on, somebody. You remember him? He rose up and murdered his baby brother. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that's the first seed. That's the first seed that Eve produced. Because why? The devil had corrupted her womb. Come on,
that's
the
right.
Was in her womb. Oh, my God. He had defiled her. And then she brought forth a defiled child. Hallelujah. That's why.
Yeah.
We as parents, as grandparents, we got to watch what we do and say in front of our children.
That's right,
ma'am. Yes,
hallelujah.
Ma'am.
Hallelujah. Yes. So that demon, this despicable spirit, has traveled down through generation after generation after generation. Matter of fact, it's a generational curse. But pay fine, Matthew 15. Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, Matthew 12, 43-45. It's a generational curse because it said, and statistics say it has to do with genetics, your family history. When somebody comes up and commits suicide, you can do some research on your family line and you will find somebody that has already committed. Oh, God.
Suicide.
Already committed suicide.
Yes, sir, ma'am. See planet.
So, come on. So. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit is gone.
Wait a minute, Brother. So we gotta check ourselves. That's why you got to even watch who you marry. My dad used to tell us girls, he had nine of us, and he said no more about a man than his name. Y'all better talk to me on tonight, because you don't know what's in his family. You don't know what's in her family. You don't know if her mama was a butcher. Oh, y'all better come on up in here. You don't know if his daddy was a punk or a faggot. You got to find out. You got to do some research before you
hook
up your stuff with somebody. Hallelujah.
Right.
You don't know if they was a drunk or if they were an adulterer, because it's a spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. And then we want to marry somebody and say, you know, they changed. And they weren't like that. Oh, yes, they were. You just didn't want to see it.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Open your eyes.
Come on, come on. Watch the red flags. Because you're going to see them. If they there, you're going to see the red flags. Okay, come
on,
brother.
Matthew 12:43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he said, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and take it with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
Our generations on down, they become wiser. But they're becoming more wicked. Because, see, they have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof. You know, we even have gotten to the point that we'll tell God when his word is good. Come on, somebody. Oh, Doc, you preach a good word now. Doc, you laid it out. Come on, somebody. Who are we to judge God's word? Oh, but we've gotten more wiser. We get our BAs and our DDSs and PhDs. But we think we don't need God no more. But we don't have the BA. We don't have the born again. Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right now.
So we see that suicide is a generational curse, and we need to cast it out, beloved. We need to stop playing games. We need to stop telling folk, you know, it's all right to shout over sin. Oh, the Bible says the wages of sin is still death. Yes, it is.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
We need to tell
That's
people the truth because, come on, y'all, talk to me. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. If God sent you, now this is just my opinion, according to scripture. If God sent you, you ain't got your own message. You ain't got your own word. But you're going to speak what God put in your mouth to speak. Whether folks say amen or not, whether they give you a dime in the offering plate or not, you're going to speak because you're like our bishop. You can't help yourself because his word is like a burning fire. Oh, some pastors ought to be on the line tonight. Said I wasn't going to tell nobody. Said I wasn't going to lift him up, not no more. Because what I've been through, I ain't going to talk about Jesus, not no more. But his word was a burning fire. Shut up.
My God.
Shut up in my bones.
Shut up in my bones.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know the bones is right up in there where the blood is made. Come on, somebody. Up in your bones, the life. Come on up in here. He said it was shut up like a burning fire. Shut up in my bones.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't help myself. Hallelujah. And I know most of us, if not all of us, that are on this call, that are listening in, we have said, I ain't going to testify. Matter of fact, I ain't going back to church because I'm sick of them fake Christians.
I ain't going back.
And then we say, if I do go back, they may not ask me to do nothing. Don't ask me to say nothing. I'm going to sit
right
there.
All right.
Come on, somebody. Oh, they better not tell me. Come on, teach Sunday school. Sang the morning hymn this morning. I heard you the other morning, Pastor Adams. Oh, yes, I did. Sang Zion songs. I ain't saying nothing. Don't even talk to me. Don't even look to me. But when you start sitting right there and you start thinking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, Apostle Paul said, I can just think myself happy. I don't need no guitar. I don't need no keyboard. I don't need no. All I got to do is think about what he's already done.
Yes.
Come on,
glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He already made a way. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
When I couldn't see no way, he's a way maker. Come on, when they broke my heart, how many know that God will mend a broken heart? Yes, he will.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He'll heal you up. Then
so
you say, don't y'all talk to me. But you'll find yourself running over to him. Girl, what's going on? How you feeling, girl? It's so good to see you. The very ones that dug ditches for you. Oh, I don't know how the Holy Ghost does it, but he'll heal you up.
Yeah,
y'all better come on.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
So suicide. I know the psychologists and the psychoanalysts and psychotherapists and all of those psychos, you know, that's dealing with the mind, I understand, you know, where they coming from. But you and I, the men and women of God, we got to seek the face of God and say, God, what's really going on? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Come on, and he'll give it to you. How many know it? God will give you wisdom.
Yes.
Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. So we need to when we going into the devil's camp, because see, the devil know you're coming. He see you coming, praise God. And when you go into his camp, you better make sure that God has given you permission to go on the devil's turf.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, man.
Hallelujah. Don't find yourself like the seven sons of Sceva. We adjure you by him whom Paul preaches. Oh, the one Jesus. Come on, somebody. We command you, devil, to come out of the man. The devil said, come on, somebody.
Jesus, we know.
Y'all better come on. See, we know Jesus.
Yes.
We know
you.
Y'all better come on.
Yes.
Who are you? See, the devil know what you got. Hallelujah. He know what you got.
Yeah.
I don't care how high you can shout or how eloquently you can speak. The devil ain't studying that. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Do you have authority? So women of destiny, glory to God. God has not left us where we were before. He's called us to higher. Yes, he has. He's called us with a different anointing to go in the devil's camp and expose him, to pull the cover back, to let folks know that it ain't your brother, it ain't your sister. That why you think God said love your enemy. He's talking about love your brother and your sister, but know who your enemy is. The adversary, the devil. He's your enemy. Hallelujah. You ain't fighting churches. You ain't fighting denominations. You ain't fighting women. Come on, women. Come on, women. We got to get up off of this. We got to know who we are in God and not feel intimidated or threatened by another woman.
That's right. Amen. Speak that.
Hallelujah. Let me be quiet. Somebody else got some. I know somebody got some. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. What it says in verse 43, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. That's why they tell you to be careful when you're around somebody that dies. Because whatever spirit was in them, they're looking for a house. Come on, somebody. And you better make sure. You better make sure that you're covered with the blood, because that devil is looking for another house. He don't like to live in a dead house. He want to live in a house.
Right.
Especially you talking
come
about
out.
I've been born again. He really wants you. He said when he's come out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. So then look what the devil can do. The Bible says he saith, so the devil can talk. I will return to my house. So he's claimed our houses. He's claimed our families as his own. Some of us, he's claimed our very churches. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He don't care about
Hallelujah.
You being a mega church. He don't care nothing about you being a mega church. Come on, when 99% are on their way to hell, what the devil care? Hallelujah.
Right.
He said, I'm going back to my house where I came. Where I came. See, it's a generational thing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He left out of your great-granddaddy, and now he's looking for your son. Now he's looking for your daughter. He said, I'm going back to that house where I came out of. And when he come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. And then he goeth and taketh. You know, games didn't just start. Y'all know that?
All right,
the
all
devil
right.
had a game all the way in glory. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
the Bible says he
taketh
with
him. Right.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Right,
he taketh with himself seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. And that's why they say that they got all of these different personalities. It ain't no different personalities. It's the devil that sent his demons and launched himself up into that person's body. Hallelujah. See, the devil don't want us to preach this because, see, you know, the doctors don't want us to preach it because, see, you start casting the devil out of people and they ain't crazy no more. They gonna lose some money.
All right, preacher. Yes, ma'am.
How many know when you go to the doctor is not working on you to get healed?
Right.
Y'all better talk to me. Hallelujah. I know when I was afflicted, I said, God, the doctor can treat me, but you are my healer. How many know God is our healer? God is our deliverer. Yeah. He's our strong power. God is our defense attorney. He'll cast the devil out. All you got to do is be like the man with the legion. Oh, God, have mercy on me.
Yes.
And God asked him.
They thought the man was crazy.
Huh? Mm-hmm. They thought he was crazy out there living among the tombs, out there with the dead. Scratching himself, rubbing himself, cutting himself with rocks and with stones, out there crying and in torment. How many know that there are people in our own household that are in torment? And we're going to just say they just fast, they just manage. No, you need to recognize the devil is trying to take over your child.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Recognize. Amen. Yeah.
But we so busy. We so busy trying to be somebody, trying to be seen by men and women, that we're leaving our children to defend for themselves. Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise God. Devil running rampant all in your home. And here you are, and that ain't even no tongue by the Holy Ghost. You just done heard somebody else say something. Ooh, y'all better talk to them tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. The devil ain't worried about that. He'll speak in tongues right with you. He'll shout down the aisle right with you. And he'll shout and sing longer and harder than you do. Oh, bless God. But this spirit of suicide, oh, my God. Remember the woman of Canaan. She cried unto Jesus. Jesus, Son of David, Master, have mercy on me. Huh? Y'all remember the woman of Canaan? She said, have mercy on me because my daughter. How many know when your children are in trouble, you are in trouble? She said,
that's right.
My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And see, the Canaanites were idol worshippers. They were idol worshippers. Now, you can play around with Buddha if you want to. Come on, you can go to all of those other religions that you want to that ain't lifting up Jesus. Go on over to them. They're going to follow you right home, and they're going to mess your home up. Oh, bless his name. And Jesus said, He said, I just came. I'm not sent but the lost sheep. Hallelujah. I'm not sent to no dog. You know, Jesus, in other words, he was calling the woman a dog. Hallelujah. Praise God. I told a young man, he said, they called me the N-word. I said, it ain't what they call you, but it's what you answer to. Y'all better come on and bring it on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so he said, I can't take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. And I believe if the woman was here right now, she'd say, woof, woof, I'll be a dog as long as you help me.
Yeah.
Ooh, bless his name. See, she had fooled around with idol gods. With idol gods, and those gods had followed her home. Amen. You hooking up with folk in the church that you know is fake, that you know is phony, that you know ain't real. And then you go back home and take that mess back home with you, and you wonder what happened. Come on, somebody. That spirit followed you home. Hallelujah. So some of us, we may know somebody. We may know somebody that's thinking about suicide. Somebody that's in a deep depression. Somebody that's isolating themselves. Don't want to be bothered. Don't want to be in the light. You know, not only social distancing from COVID, but they are social distancing themselves from their family and their friends.
That's
and
right.
Sometimes all they need is somebody to listen to them.
That's
huh?
right. Amen.
Women of destiny and men and women of God on this line tonight, listening in on tonight, do you know that God has made us to be my sister's keeper and my brother's
yes.
keeper? Come
yes.
on, this ain't no
yes,
me,
ma'am.
Myself,
yes,
and I syndrome. I got mine. You better get yours. Come on, somebody. But he told Apostle Peter, he said, when you converted, when God help you, when God deliver you, when God bring you out, come on, somebody, then you reach back and strengthen your brother.
Strengthen your brother. Yes.
That's it.
Don't tear them down. Don't talk them down, but strengthen them. Sometimes that's all
yeah.
they need is a little strength. Sometimes that's
yeah.
all they need is a kind word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we're going to cancel out suicide. Oh, he's been exposed on tonight, beloved. Hallelujah. Because God is exposing him for the liar that he is, for the murderer that he is. Because he said that thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. Praise
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Come on, y'all. Talk to me now.
Yeah.
This is a relationship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, Satan knows no boundaries. He has no boundaries. He don't care if you're young or old, if you're black or white, if you're rich or poor. If you're famous or unknown, the devil don't care. He don't care if you're a genius or if you're illiterate. He don't care if you're gay or straight or on the down low. The devil don't care. He don't care if you're single or married, if you're saved or sinner. He don't care if you're male or female. The devil is out to kill.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why you got to watch the company you keep. You got to watch even who you talk to. Because if they got the devil in them, you better watch that it don't attach itself to your spirit, man. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, evil communication corrupts good manners. Hallelujah. You might be doing what's right, but you keep hanging around with hypocrites. Keep on hanging around with jackleg preachers. Keep on. Come on, somebody.
Keep on.
Hallelujah. Keep on hanging around with them. And before long, you're going to find yourself talking just like them. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, doc? Come on. Who made you a doc? Oh, y'all better talk to me on tonight. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise God. We more focused on the one that's preaching than on the one that sent the preacher. Oh, bless his name.
All right, Jesus.
You know, I don't care what his name is. I don't care how renowned he or she may be. I'm here to tell you that there is no name that heaven recognizes but the name of Jesus. Oh, my help, my Savior, my deliverer, the Son of God. Y'all better talk to me.
Yes.
I know somebody on the call been born again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I know you ain't just going through the motion, but you had to repent. You had to say, God, forgive me. How many on this call
yes.
tonight have even taking their life, considered being suicidal? How many had the thought in your mind? And maybe y'all had it good all your life, but there's some people that have been through some things. Some people going through
repent.
Some things right now. They don't know how they're going to make ends meet. They don't know where their next
yeah.
meal coming from. They don't even know if they're going to wake up in a house or on the street. They're going through some
right.
things. The devil is messing
yeah.
with their mind. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
he is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They don't even know if they're going to have a 401k no more. See, you can talk that good
Ooh.
Game
All
when
right.
you still got a roof over your head, when you still got food
yeah.
on your table, when your lights
yeah.
are still on. You can talk like
mm-hmm.
that. The Hebrew boy said, King, we didn't got to think about it. We ain't got to go on a 40-day fast. Come on, 40 days and 40 nights to see if we're going to obey God or obey you. Praise God. He said, throw us in. Amen. Because the God we serve, oh, y'all better talk. I'm talking to God we serve, y'all. The Almighty God, the everlasting God, the El Shaddai God, the God that we serve, He will. You see, you got to know it for yourself. God will deliver, and He'll do it on time. But then it's going to take something for you to have this testimony. Even if God don't bring me out, even if God don't give me something to shout about, I know God is able. Come on, somebody. Oh, bless His name. Oh, God, He's able. Praise God. Even if He don't, hallelujah, I got purpose in your mind. God, even if you don't heal me, even if you don't deliver me, I know You're able. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. And you got to know when you minister to people, you ain't preaching to impress nobody. You ain't praying to somebody say, girl, you know you pray today. Come on. You preaching to catch somebody out of the devil's mouth, that somebody will be delivered, that somebody will be rescued. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
The Apostle Paul, he said, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is, into the church. How many know that the church is on their way to hell, and God is raising up a preacher that's going to preach the truth? Can these dry bones live? God, you know. He told a man of God, preach the word. Prophesy. Ooh, come on, somebody. Prophesy what I tell you to preach. Because everybody ain't coming to church a fake. Not everybody. Praise God. The woman with the issue of blood, she heard that Jesus was passing by, and she said within herself, if I can just touch the hem, the H-E-M, I ain't even got to touch the H-I-M, but if I can just touch the hem of His garment.
Oh, glory.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
I know. Yes, I know. Now, she was a sinner. She said, I know.
Thank you,
but
Jesus.
I'll be made whole. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus, oh, wonderful Savior. He said, somebody touch me. Who touched me? And the disciples, sometimes you get them titles and positions. Can't nobody tell you nothing no more. Them disciples.
All right.
Jesus, with all this crowd, with all these folk around you, and you told me, who touched me? Jesus had to let them know. He had to let them know that somebody came to church. They came for real this morning. I ain't coming to church playing. I ain't trying to impress nobody. I ain't faking not this morning, but I need some help. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's a wonder she hadn't committed suicide. Come on, somebody. Oh, women, you can agree with this on tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, bleeding for 12 long years. Come on, bleeding. Ooh. Hallelujah. Oh, she was a miracle that she was still living, because the life of the flesh is blood. And she had lost all that blood. She was a miracle, a walking miracle. But she said, I'm sick of bleeding. See, some of us, we like that dope. We like to say, my pills. You know, it's time, girl. It's time. You taking that, girl? I take it too, Connie. Yeah, you know. They like that conversation. But if somebody said, God, I want to get off of this dope. I want to be made whole. Hallelujah. God, I had thoughts of suicide. God, I thought I can't take no more. I'm going to throw in the towel, Jesus. And Jesus came along. Come on. A preacher told him about the man from Galilee, that if you're in sin, he'll set you free. I want to know tonight, do you know it? Hallelujah. The stranger. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
The stranger that's in the city, he's healing. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You ain't got to have no money. You ain't got to have no insurance. You ain't even got to make no appointment. And He'll heal you. Come on up here. Woo, bless. Come on, y'all. Talk to me, somebody. Come on. Come on, somebody. I know God. I know God's speaking to somebody. Ah, see, God ain't sending no folk out on their high horse like don't nothing bother them. Yeah, I have to cry sometime. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered with folk, especially on fake folk up in the Christian, up in the church. I just don't want to be bothered with them. So sometimes I want to just be by myself. Don't ring phone. Don't nobody text me on tonight, because I just don't want to be bothered. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So somebody listening tonight is saying, God, I'm so sick of fake folk. Huh? I'm so sick. I try to talk to them and tell them my heart, and I find out that they got me on speakerphone. I'm sharing my heart. I'm talking my pain, God. I'm sharing with them. And before I get off the phone, they done text somebody else telling them what I'm going through, how I'm hurting, watching me to give up, watching me to halt. Oh, bless his name, somebody. Oh, but I heard about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to know him tonight. Somebody ought to know Jesus. And not only that, somebody might remember King Saul, because he is not just sinners that are committing suicide, but it's people
right in
the house of prayer, people that are behind the pulpit. Pastors are committing suicide. Come on, somebody. Pastors and apostles and bishops, they are committing suicide because they say, I can't take the pressure, not no more. My dad used to work on a pipeline, and he said pressure will bust a pipe. So you got to watch it. You got to make sure you're hanging up with somebody. Hang around folk that's going to love you and help you and tell you the truth. Because when you know the truth, the Bible said it'll make you free.
Hallelujah.
We need to stop lying to folk. We need to stop lying to folk and telling folk God understands, that God know you're weak, that everybody doing something. But when Elijah the prophet said that, God said, you messed up, man, because I got 5,000 that ain't bowed the knee to me. I got 5,000 that ain't giving the devil no glory. I got 5,000 that's living holy, that's walking upright, that's honoring my name. Ooh, y'all better come home. Ooh, bless God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But pastors and Christians are committing suicide while we trying to dress to impress, while we trying to do something and be somebody. Come on, somebody. Folk told me years ago, you need to write a book. God then called you to write a book. I told him the book is already written. Oh, come on, somebody. Or the book of life, it's already written. And if we preach the word, folk will be delivered. How many know it? Folk will be delivered if we preach this gospel. Hallelujah. If we preach this gospel, folk will be delivered. Hallelujah. Yes, they will. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. But this spirit of suicide, we got to come up together, because the Bible said two are better than one. And if two of you will touch and agree on the same thing, that it shall be done. We got to tell folk that you ain't got to roll over and die. You don't have to take your life. Come on, somebody. You don't have to harm yourself. There's somebody that loves you. Somebody that cares.
You.
Come on, somebody. Now, come on. Tell our audience, pastors. Come on, real saints. Just say, we love you. Praise God.
We love you.
Hallelujah.
We love you.
We love you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We love you.
Amen. We ain't on this call tonight to make no name for ourselves, but we're out here because we are our sister's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. We want to help somebody on tonight.
Because
you know what? Somebody help me. Somebody help me. When I was going through, somebody reached out to me.
Reach out.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Show the love.
Living in a house. 0 degrees weather outside, living in a house with no heat, but somebody stopped by to help me. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I should have lost my mind. I should have gave up a long time ago, but along came Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You can tell him a secret. You won't hear it again. Hallelujah. He's the world's greatest doctor. The world's greatest friend. Hallelujah. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I don't care where you are. You might be in your car listening. You might be in your bedroom. You might even be in the bathroom thinking about cutting your wrist. Oh, but there's a stranger in the city, and he's raised up some women of destiny to let you know that there's somebody that cares, somebody that'll pray with you, somebody that will touch and agree with you on tonight, woman of God and man of God. And we as women, we got to watch ourselves. These titles and positions on which our head, and we act like we don't even know how to be a woman no more. We hard like men. I don't want to be hard like no man. I want to be soft like a woman. I want to have some hips like God built. Oh, y'all better talk to me, women. Hallelujah. I don't want to look like no man. I don't want to act like no man. Praise God. But I want to be the woman that God built me to be. So we got to know women. We got to find out who we are in God. Praise the Lord. Don't matter what your little clique, what your girlfriend say. What does God have to say about you?
That's
Hallelujah. So we got to get in the presence of God, women, and stop stressing these men out. And it's not a put down. It's just a fact that men cannot handle pressure like women can. Hallelujah.
All right, all right.
At least some of our brethren, some of our brethren ought to attest to the truth on tonight. It's not a put down. It's just the way God built you. Hallelujah. That's why he gave you a helpmeet. Oh, praise God. You don't find God giving the woman no help meet. Because how many know that God is the help of the church? He is our helper.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
A very present help in the time of trouble. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. When folk walk out on you, he'll be there. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know who what that man named Cleveland was talking about, but hey, Jesus is the best thing that can ever happen. That can ever happen to you. Hallelujah. Praise God. In your car, in your bedroom, in your bathroom with the razor to your wrist. You don't have to die. You don't have to die, but you can live. Come on, your story is not over. God is not done with you. God got a plan for your life. Oh, yes, he does. Come on, y'all better talk to these women. Talk to these men. God got a plan for you. The devil is even taking our children out by suicide because they're being bullied. We're so busy on our laptops. We're so busy on our cell phones. And when our children try to talk to us, like, go on, sit down somewhere. Do your homework.
You
and all they
listen.
Need you to do is just listen. Just give them a few minutes of your time. Come on, somebody. That's all they're looking for. Everybody wants to be loved.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
I don't care how hard or how macho you are. You want to be loved.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. But God has raised us up as a body, one body. There's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's only one God.
Right.
Come on, somebody. It's only one Holy Ghost. There's only one Jesus. We are one. We are unified. We are joining together on these calls to be a help, not a hurt, not a hindrance. But we want to help some woman. We want to help some man that's going through, that said, I can't take it. I don't know how I'm going to take care of my family. Come on, I done lost my job. The checks done ran out. The president ain't agreeing to pay us no more. My unemployment has got struck. It done ran out. I need some help. I don't know what to do. Let me take myself out. But the devil is a liar. You will not die, but you will live. Hallelujah. We speak life. We speak life into you. Hallelujah. We speak that God will change your mind. See, I think I'm going to run on. Hallelujah. I'm going to run on a little bit longer. I can't give up now. Not now. I've come too far. Ooh, somebody on the line ought to know it. Hallelujah.
I ain't got no fear.
Trusting in Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, He'll make everything all right. He'll make everything all right, beloved. Hallelujah. Yes. We love you on tonight. And Jesus loves you best. Hallelujah. You don't have to You don't have to take your life. Hallelujah. You don't have to give up. I don't even care if somebody raped you, if somebody molested you, if somebody sodomized you, and you're feeling all guilty and ashamed and embarrassed. You don't have to take your life because it wasn't your fault. Praise God. God is in the makeover business. Oh, bless his name.
Yes,
he'll make you
yes,
over again. He'll raise you up and use you. Hallelujah. You might even be homeless right now with your radio or your phone on, listening in to, I'm tired of being on the ground. I'm tired of begging for food. Oh God. Oh God, help your people on tonight, Jesus. Help them, Father. Help your people, God. Hallelujah. Help them, Jesus. Oh God, help your people. Hallelujah. Help them, God. God. Let them know. Let them know, God, that it's not over. It's not over. Trouble don't last always, God. Encourage them, Father, right where they are. Encourage their families. Encourage these men of God. These men of God that love you, God. That want to take care of their families, God. Encourage them, Father. Oh, God, encourage that mom, that single mom, God. Encourage her to know, God, that you are a way maker.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Glory to your name.
You're a way maker, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless you all tonight, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you sent your word to heal us, God. It's your word. It's not us, God, but it's your word. It's your word that heals and delivers. It's your word, Jesus. We send that suicidal demon. We send it back to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus. God, not only in these United States, but all over this world, people are thinking about taking their life, God. Hallelujah, because of the pressures of life. But God, we ain't got to sit in you nowhere because there's no spot where you're not. But God, touch God. Hallelujah. You are our deliverer. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. We cancel that spirit. We curse it at the root. We command it to dry up and die. Even our veterans are dying from suicide, 20 a day. The people that fought for our freedom and for our safety are taking their lives at the rate of 20 veterans a day. Come on, somebody. We ain't got time to play church. We ain't got time, you all. People are dying and going to hell while we trying to be cute. Hallelujah. We ain't got time for it. No wonder he said to call for the wailing women. Call for some women that don't mind sweating. They don't mind their hair going back. They don't mind their makeup running. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And we just want to give a number out. If you can't reach the women of destiny, our own beloved Elder Page, she has posted it on Facebook. Even somebody in KDFI. Hallelujah. Because there's a thing the bishop calls the touch. And the H in the touch stands for healing. There are a lot of hurt, broken leaders in ministry. So we want to help heal. We want to help heal. That's why God has raised up the women of destiny. Hallelujah. Destiny is where you're going. It's not where you're at. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bless God. Hallelujah.
And
I'm so, you know, I'm so glad it don't take a crowd, not for Jesus. Matter of fact, he told Gideon, you got too many. I need some real folk, some folk that don't mind fighting. Somebody that don't mind speaking the truth of God's word. Hallelujah. But if you can't reach out to the women of destiny, praise God. I'll give you my number. My number is area code 314-269-6694. That's 314-276-9694. And the National Suicide Prevention Line, their number is 800. That's 800-723-8255. 800-723-8255. And someone there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's someone here for you. Amen. They don't care. You ain't got to have no money. You ain't got to have no high status in society. They're there to help. Amen. Praise God. Does someone else want to say something to our listening audience?
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You will not die. Praise God. And certainly not by suicide. Praise the Lord. Said that suicide is the number 10th cause of death in the United States of America. 800,000 per year die by the hand of suicide. And we think the number for COVID is something, but we have an epidemic called suicide on our hands. Hallelujah. But God is going to deliver us. Hallelujah. Because he said he would. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Adams, are you still with us? Or
yes,
I don't know who all is on the line. Hallelujah. Yes. We on here tonight. You know, we just come every second and fourth Tuesday. But when we come, this means war. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
This means war. Hallelujah. Against the devil. Praise the Lord. And I know the women and men of God that get on this call, they ain't about no shape, form, and fashion. They're not about being seen by this unfriendly world, but they want to help somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
As we pass along this way with a word or a song for our living, won't be in vain.
Won't be in vain.
So, Pastor Adam, yes. Pastor Adams, again, congratulations on your anniversary. And
if you would just
come and pray for those. And, you know, they may never come forth. They may never say their name, because who really wants anybody to know that? But we want them to know that the Women of Destiny is a safe haven. It's a refuge. We ain't going to get your business and spread it out. We ain't going to talk behind your back, but we're here for you. And so, Pastor Adams, if you will come and just pray for all of those who have even had thoughts of suicide or that are thinking about taking their life, if you would just pray on tonight.
Amen. Father, we stretch our hands to thee because there's no other help that we know. And Lord, if thou withdraw thyself from us, oh, whither shall we go? Father, we thank you for this great and awesome opportunity to reach out to the dying, the dejected, the rejected. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to try to reach those that seem like their world has come to an end. Seems as if they have no hope. But we know that the only hope we have is in Christ Jesus. He's the Redeemer. He's the Messiah. He's the Savior of the world. Father, I ask that you would touch those right now whose spirits are so low that they feel as if they want to take their life. They want to end it all. We ask, Lord, that you touch them to reach toward heaven, to reach toward you, one glimmer, one just little seed of faith, oh God, will save them And Lord, we know that you loved them more than anything because you died. Yes, you did. And you was buried and you rose on the third day for the sin of the world. So we know that you love them more than we can even imagine. For your word said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, I ask right now that you just touch them. Touch them from the crown of their head to the very sole of their feet. Send your angels to encamp around them right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind every dark force, every demon, every devil right now in the name of Jesus that would darken the mind of those that want to end their life right now. We break the curse, the generational curse of suicide. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it stops at this point in their life right now as they reach out to you, because we know that there's power in the blood. The Father sent a ram in the bush. Oh, God, to help them to understand and know, Lord, that they need you more than they ever needed you before. Father, we thank you for KDFI. Fellowship International, we thank you for the women of destiny that have a heart for the people that are sincerely reaching out and reaching in and reach everywhere because we want to see them saved, delivered, and set free, and that one day we'll all be in glory, and it'll be howdy, howdy, never goodbye, able to see those that were rescued from the clutches of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, this is our mandate as women and men of God. Oh, God, we're ambassadors. Give us the power. Anoint us afresh. Fill us to overflow to continue to work. In the name of Jesus, in spite of our situation, because we take care of your business, you take care of us. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of us. You're a good father. You're a good shepherd. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for meeting our needs as we pursue kingdom building. Bless Bishop Lackland. Bless our presiding prelate. In the name of Jesus, our second presiding bishop, our first assistant. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to use this team, Lord, to help to reach the dying, the dejected, and the rejected, those that are lost and think they have no hope. Father, thank you tonight for this opportunity and privilege to just to lift your people before your throne. We ask that you save the unsaved right now in the name of Jesus. And I do believe it is so because of the blood of the Lamb. And we apply it to this prayer in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Adam. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. I'm going to ask Elder Jerry Pate if she would come and say something to our listening audience at this time. Amen. Pastor Weatherspoon, would you come and say something, please?
Praise the Lord. God bless each and every one of you that have came on tonight. I hope something that you heard motivated you, encouraged you, inspired you. And if in your mind and heart you had the wrong thoughts, ideations of suicide, that you will be turned around and know you don't have to fear anything that would make you want to take your life, because God loves you. That's the most powerful weapon you have, is the love of God. And may you all be continually blessed.
Amen. Thank you so very much, Pastor Weatherspoon. And you know, even this suicide, the devil, he even tempted Jesus with suicide.
Yes,
Yeah. Wow. He's low down. He's not a fair fighter. Praise God.
That's right.
But he died that you could live. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He was buried.
Yes, Lord.
But thanks be unto God. He got up early the third day morning with all power in heaven and earth. He didn't do it for himself, but he did it for you and me because he loved us so much. Overseer Larry Pate, would you come and say something to our listening audience at this time, please?
Well, thank you so much, Bishop Blessing. Good evening, everyone. I pray that God bless you and keep you, and know that you're not in this fight alone, that God is with you. The Lord God Almighty, he's more powerful than any enemy that's out there. And know that he tells us in the Word of God, cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. So when you think that no one cares about you, after all by yourself, know that God loves and cares for you. So don't give up. Just turn it over to his hand, and he will keep you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Overseer Pate. And like I say, I don't know who else is on the call tonight, but if you're on here and you want to say something, some encouraging words to the ones that are listening, please come forth at this time. We just have a few minutes left.
Amen. God bless everybody. I am so sorry. I don't know what happened with my phone.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. You speak up, Elder Pate. We can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Just a little better. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what happened. I just want to tell somebody on tonight that don't give up on God, because he hasn't given up on you. And it ain't over till God says it's over. Amen. And remember those numbers. Remember, we are here for you because we love you. God bless.
Amen. Praise God. And if you want to reach out to the Women of Destiny, we are on Facebook. Praise God. We love you so much. Yes, we do. We love you so much. And we can love you because God loved us. Praise God. Because all of us, most of us, if all of us have been to a point in our lives when we thought about giving up.
Yeah.
But God was right there. He was there all the time, and he's there for you. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's there for you. He's waiting on you. You don't have to wait on him no more, but he's waiting on you to just cry out and call out to him. And it don't have to be nothing fancy.
Right.
Peter, he was thinking, and he just said, Lord, save me. God, say, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, bless you.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, mercy. Oh, God, we thank God for mercy. Amazing grace,
God.
That saved a wretch like us. We once were lost, but thanks be unto God for the foul. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm excited about
you.
Woo. Yeah, I just believe in my heart that this word that has gone forth on tonight has caused someone to change their mind. Say, I want to live. I can go on. I feel like going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love you so much, and God bless you. And Lord willing, we'll be here. What's that date, Elder Pate? We'll be here. What's the day? Today is the 8th. So we'll be back here on the 22nd. The 22nd of September. Love you. Praise God.
All of you need us. Yes.
Come on.
Thank
come
you.
On. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know if we still on, y'all. The time went out. But I love you all so much. Men and women
love
of God.
You too, Bishop Lackland. Thank you. Love you all. All of you. God bless you all tonight.
God bless you. Amen. Have a good night, everyone.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. Bye-bye.